Just want to mention one thing, hit the pause button for a second, and that is, a lot of people, by us in the Chabura, were tumbling, pre-game, post-game, live, Zoom. The minig Yisrael is that at the time of Birchas Kayanim, we say Hatavas Chaloyim. And the question is, what's Pashup Shat? Like, why would we say Hatavas Chaloyim, and how does that come in to Birchas Kayanim? So the Emes says it's a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos Daf Nun Hei Amedeus Ameimar Umarzucha VeRavashi Haviyasvi BeHadi Adadi. They were all sitting together. These great Amayurot Amri Kol Chad VeChad Minon. So they decided that they're gonna go through this exercise. Each person Lema Milsud LeShmiel LeLechafer. Everybody should say something that they know for sure the other person never heard. Pasik Chad Minai. We don't know who said what. But one of the Amayram got up and he said, Hayman Dechazah Chelma V'Leyodim Achaz. If a person had a dream and he doesn't know exactly what the nature of this dream is, Leikim Kami Kahani Be'inna Deparsi Yodayu. He should get up at the time that the Kehanim Aduchening, V'Leyma Hachi, it should say the follows. Riboyne Shaloylam, Ani Shaloch, I'm yours, V'Chaloy Moise Shaloch, and my dreams belong to you as well. Chaloyim chalamti ve'eni yedeho mahu. Bein shechalamti al atzmi, bein shechomu li chaveray, ubein shechalamti al acher. Im toivim heim chaskeim ve'amtseim kechaloyim moysav shal yoytzef. Ve'im tzrichem refua refoim kimei mora al yedei moyshin rabbeinu uchemiriam mitzarato uchechizkiyo mechoyoy ukemei yirichoy al yedei elisha ukeshem shafachta kilas bilam arash al avrocho kein hafoich kol chaloyim moysay olay letoivo. Umesayim bahad kahani the only tzibur amen. And you should try to be mechaven that you should finish a mamish at the time that the olam is going to say amen. So the kilu, there'll be an amen also on this tefillah that you just said. So the makar to the minig of saying atavas chaloyim is a mefurish gemara. And this gemara, not surprisingly, is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. In fact, erichayim simin kuf lamed. There's a whole simin ubay seif echad rebayne shal olam sha'omrim deshas nesias kapayim. Chaber says as follows: man duchaza chelma v'lo yada mai chaza. Neikon kami kahani b'shasha oylem leduchan v'nei mahachi rebbeinu shalaylem with the ganze nosach. So this is a simen, not just a sif in Shulchan Aruch, that this is the appropriate thing to do. Now there's a lot of Mishnah Berurahs here that go through some of the fine details of this halacha, but the first ha'ara is that you say in the Gemara, and it's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch as well, man dechaza chalma v'lo yada ma'ichazya. It sounds like this is only negay, someone that had a dream. He doesn't know what the dream means, so then you should say it. But let's say someone didn't have a dream, or he has a dream, v'yodah ma'ichaza, so it doesn't sound like that really this halacha should apply. So the question is, why is everyone doing it? Meaning, the Gemara sounds like that if you're a person, punkt, had a certain dream, so do this, hatavas chalayim, say this nusach at the time of duchening. But it doesn't sound like this is supposed to be part of the nusach hatvilo, that every single person should be doing this. So the Mishnah Berurah says that really, mi'ikra din, that's the way it should be. But being that we don't duchen every single day, we only duchen, again, this is b'nei chutz la'aretz, b'nei ashkenaz, mi yontif li yontif. So it's not mistaber that from yontif to yontif you didn't have a dream somewhere along the way where you lo yada maichaza, and as a result this is something that you can do. The problem that the Mishnah Berurah discusses is, what about the second day yontif? This is already the next day, so why are you saying it's in tzveitin mo? So he mutches Ayin bebir alacha, and he says ve'efshe dechoshesh in shema chomu acherim aleihem v'laylozu. Could be that second Hatavas Chaloyim, the second Nusach, is not because maybe you had a dream. So if you had a dream, then okay, that's easy. But maybe someone else had a dream about you, and that's part of the Nusach of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But either way, it's based on a Mefurish Gemara, and it's based on a Mefurish Halach and Shulchan Aruch. It's just kedai to mention that this Inyan is brought down in the Zohar HaKadosh as well. The Zohar says, V'toni tana kamedir epshemen, dover be'itai, hayman de metzoir bechelme. Somebody that has tsar because of a bad dream that he had, lacy b'shaita the kahani parsi yodayo, he should go at the time that the kahani maduchening v'leimen, he should say, Ribbono shel olam, ani shalach, v'chaloyim moysen shalach v'chulu. Amai, what's the reason? Mishum da hi shaita, because at that time, ishtakhu rachme ba'al min kulu. There's a tremendous rachamim in all the olamos. Umandi yiveit sloisei b'tzarei, to be medayik to lashon of desire. And if somebody davens at that time, mitoich tsar, that's what the Zohar says. It's hafach leidina l'rachmi. This din that he might have is going to be behapach for Rachamim. And the emes is, if you look one page earlier in the Zohar, this is in Parshas Nosai, in Kuf Mem Zayin. Incidentally, the longest Zohar is in Parshas Nosai, Ki Yiduah, the longest Medrash Rab is in Parshas Nosai, the longest parsha in the Torah is Parshas Nosai. But the Zohar says as follows, Tana, Bahi shaita the Kahana Paris Yadai. The time that the Kahana Maduchanim Tzricha Amal Lemesav B'dechilu Be'imasa. So the Olam has to sit with Yira. Incidentally, there's a whole discussion. Is the Zohar saying it's supposed to sit during Birchas Kainim? We know we stand. But either way, Tzrichin Amal Mesa B'dechilu Be'imasa. V'linda Dahi Shaita. And he has to know, Linda means Lodas. You have to know that at that time, Idan Re'usa Ishtakech B'kula Almen. There's an Eis Rotzen in all the Ilamos. Mizbarchen Ilan V'tatohim. And this bracha that's literally being showered, Sayin Del Yoinim and Sayin De Tachtoinim. V'leis Dino B'kulu. And there's no din that could be shoylet in all that bracha that right now is flowing in the Elyonim and the Tachtoinim, for Ushaita de Iskali Stima Atika de Atika Bezer Ampin, above my pay grade, the Ishtakach Shlomo Bekula, and the Shalom and all the spheres and all the different Olamas. But the bottom line is that the Zman of Birchas Koyanim is an incredible, incredible Eis Rotzen, for Leis Dino Bekulu. There's no din during that time. And as a result, the person is supposed to acknowledge that, and he's supposed to reckon with that. One of the themes we saw here in the Sugi of Birchas Koyanim is that the more the person's Machshiv the bracha, the more the bracha is chal. That's why the chevra that are standing behind the kayanim don't get the bracha. Rashi says, because if you're not machshiv the bracha, you're not getting the bracha. And I think that's the nekuda that the Zohar is saying, that the person has to know. Velinda, you should know this, because the more you know this, and the more you understand it, and the more you internalize it, the more shayach you're now going to be to the bracha. So what's the short answer? Why is it that we do atavas chaloyim at the time of brichas kayanim? So the makar is a gemara, it's a simon in shulchan aruch, shteit in Zohar as well. But the Zohar gives a time. The Zohar says, because it's an eis rachamim. And the bottom line is, in an eis rachamim, you can make things go away. Once upon a time, people were much more sensitive to dreams than we are today. Yosef HaTzadik and his chaloymes, and Paray and his chaloymes, etc., etc. The inkan mekoymer laharech. But really, the takeaway is that it's not just an eis rotzen for chaloymes. It's an eis rotzen mamish for all inyanim, bel yoyne v'tachtoyne v'lesbu dina. Mamish is no din that could be shoylet. And it sounds a little bit, could be, it's totally kefi how much the person's machshev it. And that's why the Zohar is emphasizing reminda, which is something we saw in Rashi and our sugya, that the more a person is machshav the bracha, the more the bracha is going to be chal for him.